CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 3rd of March 2024, and here's the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Calling notice for the RSGB's 2024 AGM is now online. New HF beacon list released by the RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee. The next RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar is coming up. The calling notice for the RSGB's 2024 AGM is now online. The notice includes the resolutions and information about the three nominated directors who are being put forward for endorsement by RSGB members. You can also read the minutes of last year's AGM. Voting opens on Wednesday the 13th of March. On that same day, you will be able to submit a question for the RSGB board via a web form or register to ask a question via video on Zoom. For more information, go to the Society's website at rsgb.org/alpha-golf-mic. The RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee has released a new HF beacon list, with the 10-metre band listings completely revamped. The old list, which was started by Martin Harrison, G3USF, Silent Key, has been added to over the years, but was getting out of date. The only way to make it more accurate was to start again. The Propagation Studies Committee made use of the reverse beacon network, which wasn't available when the list was originally created, plus listeners' contributions from around the world. The new beacon list can be found at rsgb.org/beacons. Have you ever wondered what happens at a National Field Day? Would you like to take part in one? In this month's Tonight at 8 webinar on Monday the 4th of March, tomorrow, the RSGB offers two different perspectives. Firstly, the RSGB VHF Contest Committee member Richard, G4HGI, will talk about how the RSGB VHF Contest Committee uses the VHF survey and other tools to formulate the rules and calendar for all VHF contests, with specific emphasis on VHF National Field Day. Secondly, three members of the Lothians Radio Society, Golf Mike 3, Hotel Alpha Mike, will explain how they organise and operate these hilltop events in the Scottish Borders. The club has made a short professional film capturing their 2023 VHF National Field Day weekend. They will show clips of that and of an old cine film to show how this looked from a technical standpoint at much earlier club competition events in the 1970s. This will be a great evening, so put it in your diary and be inspired. You can watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. Go to rsgb.org/webinars to find out more. The RSGB has made two safeguarding announcements. Firstly, the Society's safeguarding policy has been revised in line with modern practices, and you can find it on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/policies. Secondly, if your club relies on the RSGB's affiliated club insurance for activities that may have a safeguarding requirement, it is important that you are aware of the conditions in Section 10 of that insurance. You can find the insurance details in your club portal on the RSGB website. The Radio Society of Harrow is running a one-day classroom-style foundation course on Saturday the 23rd of March at its venue in Watford. If you know anyone who would like to join the course, please tell them to email Brian, G3YKB, at golf3yankeekilobravo@yahoo.co.uk. There will be an optional extra session on the morning of the 24th. Following complaints from some members, the RSGB has investigated a problem with non-delivery of Radcom on Guernsey and the Isle of Man. It seems that following changes at Royal Mail, the labelling equipment for these copies was incorrectly applied by the printers, and these copies didn't go through the postal system correctly. The Society is sorry that this error has occurred and apologises for any inconvenience caused. It has, of course, asked its printers to ensure there is no repetition of this problem, and the printer has paid for the two missing copies to be sent to each RSGB member in those areas. If your Radcom doesn't arrive in future, please email the RSGB membership team via membership@rsgb.org.uk so they can send a replacement and track any wider problem. Those of you who enjoy constructing and operating with low-power devices will be interested to know that a QRP conference is taking part in Rennes in the northwest of France on the 18th of May 2024. The event will include lectures and demonstrations, and it will be an ideal opportunity for the exchange of information between like-minded amateurs. The organisers are putting together a programme of speakers and looking for contributors on every aspect of low-power design, construction and operating. To read more about attending and contributing to the event, visit tinyurl.com/QRPConf. You may need to set your web browser to translate the web page from French to English. Now for details of rallies and events. The Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 3rd of March, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event is being held at America Hall, Pinhoe, EX48PX. For more information, contact Pete, G3ZVI, on 07714-198-374, or email gold3zuluvictorindia@yahoo.co.uk. The Hack Green Radio Surplus Hangar Sale will take place on Sunday the 10th of March. The venue will be Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 8 Alpha Lima. The event will include the sale of electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items and vehicle spares. For more information, email coldwar@hackgreen.co.uk or visit hackgreen.co.uk. Cannington Radio and Electronics Rally will take place on Sunday the 17th of March. The rally will be held in the Town Hall, New Road, Cannington, Cornwall, postcode Papa Lima 17, 7 Bravo Delta, from 7:30 p.m. until 2 p.m. The doors will be open from 10 a.m. Entry will be £2 each, but there will be no charge for those under the age of 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies will be present, along with a bring and buy stall and the usual excellent catering service. The venue has excellent disabled access, toilets, and there's ample car parking nearby. Tables are still available at £5 for the large size and £3 for the smaller ones. Booking is essential, so please contact Alastair, M0KRR, via email at alastair.kiloecho-romeo-1@btinternet.com or by phone on 01503-262-755. Grantham Amateur Radio Club Radio and Electronics Rally will be held on Sunday the 17th of March. The venue will be Grantham West Community Centre, Trent Road, Grantham, Lincolnshire. The The doors will be open from 9 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. and entry for buyers will be £3. Those under the age of 16 will be admitted for free. There is a cost of £5 per table for sellers. Traders must book and pay in advance. The event will feature an RSGB bookstall, hot and cold refreshments and a prize raffle. Ample free parking will be available. To reserve tables, contact rally at golfalfaromeocharlie.org.uk. For more information, visit golfalfaromeocharlie.org.uk/rally. Pencoyd and District Amateur Radio Club Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 17th of March. The venue will be Sarn and Bryn Quilts Social Club, Sarn, Bridgend, postcode CharlieFox.32, 9 November Yankee. Doors open to traders at 8 a.m. and tables cost £15. The entrance fee will be £2, but there will be no charge for those under the age of 16. Doors open to the public at 10 a.m. and refreshments will be available. Disabled access is available via a chair lift. To book your tables, please contact Lewin Jones on 07791 709 691. Now the special event news. Members of the Newfoundland-based Grassroots Amateur Radio Club, Victor Oscar 1, Golf Romeo Charlie, are active as Victor Oscar 1, Tango Alpha Papa until the 18th of March, QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL. The call sign commemorates the anniversary of the United States ship Truxton and United States ship Pollux naval disaster that occurred off the coast of Newfoundland on the 18th of February 1942. Members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club, HB9SP, are active on the HF bands as Hotel Bravo 20 Sierra Papa throughout 2024 to celebrate their club's 20th anniversary. QSLs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, Clublog and QRZ.com. Please do not send any cards via the Bureau. Now the DX News. Uver DL8UD is active as Victor 31 Kilo Oscar from Belize in Central America until the 6th of March. He's operating using SSB, CW and FT8 on the 160 to 6 meter bands, QSL via DL8UD direct or via the Bureau. A group of intrepid amateurs is active as part of the Hotel 40 Whiskey Alpha, the expedition to Tamoto Province, OC065, in the Solomon Islands, until the 7th of March. Listen for activity from up to six stations on the 160 to 6 meter bands using CWSSB and FT8, QSL via M0URX's OQRS page. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the contest news. The 144 and 432 makes contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 2nd of March and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 2 meter and 77s bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Today, 3rd of March, the Worked All Britain 80-metre contest runs from 1800 to 2200 UTC. Please note that this is an SSB-only event and extended signal report, serial number and Worked All Britain area. All entries need to be with the contest manager by the 13th of March. Full contest rules are available on the Worked All Britain website at worked-all-britain.org.uk. The ARRL International DX Contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 2nd and ends at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 3rd. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and transmitter power. American stations send their state and Canadian stations send their province. On Monday the 4th, the 80-metre Club Championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC using PSK 63 and RTTY on the 80 meter band, the exchange signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 5th, the 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 2 meter band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 6th, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Also on Wednesday the 6th, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's signal report and 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 6th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. The Commonwealth contest starts at 1000 UTC on Saturday the 9th of March and ends at 1000 UTC on Sunday the 10th of March using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Headquarters stations also sent Hotel Quebec. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 29th of February 2024. Active region 3590, which was the large sunspot group that threatened us with solar flares and coronal mass ejections, CMAs, has now moved to the sun's limb and is no longer a threat. Region 3590 was potentially dangerous, but ultimately wasn't too bad. Yes, we had flares, but they were only minor C-class and M-class events. 3 recent CMAs, which will all probably miss Earth, but with the risk of some glancing influence, are most likely to have arrived by this weekend, ending the 3rd of March. However, old active region 3576 will begin to turn into view off the southeast limb by the end of today. The KP index rose to 4.67 during 1 3-hour period on Tuesday the 27th of February, but the disturbance was short-lived and HF propagation wasn't too badly affected. Speaking of which, there have been some good HF openings to the Pacific area over the last week. Spotted have been 3D2AG in Fiji on the 70 meter band, VK on the 10 meter band, and the H40WA Tamotu D expedition to the Solomon Islands. This latter D expedition has mostly been spotted on FT8 Fox and Hounds mode in the UK. The maximum usable frequency, MUF, over a 3,000 km path still remains above 28 MHz during daytime, with MUS over 14 to 15 MHz at night. So as we head into Mars and towards the spring equinox, HF is still looking good. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range 165 to 170. The KP index is predicted to be 2 all week, but that's suspect and dependent on coronal mass ejections, or lack of them. At this point in the cycle, anything could happen. With 6 or 7 active regions visible, the risk of a flare and CME remains relatively high. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The overall weather pattern remains very unsettled, with further active lows and weather fronts crossing the country. There will also be periods with stronger winds, and it may be cold enough for some wintry weather, especially over northern hills. The upshot of all this is that Tropo will once again be a rarity, but rain scatter may offer some comfort for those on the gigahertz bands. Later in the coming week, high pressure will strengthen over Norway, and this will produce quite strong winds over the North Sea and eastern UK, perhaps encourage paths to the east, but it's probably marginal at best in terms of chopper. The prospects for aurora and meteor scatter are not especially reliable, but it was encouraging to hear some digital activity on the 6-metre band early in the week to South Africa and Lesotho. This is probably the result of trans-equatorial propagation, Tango Akapapa, TEP, as suggested in last week's news. In fact, the spring period is a fairly good time to listen for TEP, timed between the decay of the southern hemisphere summer sporadic e-season and the start of the northern hemisphere summer sporadic e-season. It's well worth checking for similar activity during March for paths to the southern hemisphere via TEP. Signals can be strong enough for SSB or CW modes, so it's not exclusively for digital modes. For EME operators, moon declination drops to a minimum on Tuesday, path losses are past their week now and falling until perigee on Sunday the 10th, 144 MHz sky noise is moderate to high, reaching a peak of over 2,500 Kelvin on Tuesday the 12th. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. For the Southwest, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club is meeting for a social evening on Tuesday. This will be followed by a Zoom meeting on Thursday. Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, POCO Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. On the 8th of March, members will be listening to a talk entitled Software Defined Radio by Mike M1ARI. Both members and non-members are welcome to attend the meeting. November Bravo, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .org.uk. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is having a social evening downstairs at the Novus Park Community Association building. And contact is Andrew Jenner, G7KNA, 0783-869-5471 or enquiries at Sierra Bravo, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .co.uk. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Contact is Terry M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk or 0788-9208-090. Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club on Monday the 4th of March from 7:30 p.m. Golf for Whiskey Sierra Mike .club. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting from 7:30 p.m. to discuss resistors, capacitors and inductors. For more information, visit yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com or contact secretary at yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 6:30 p.m. Steve, 07900-560-080. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, NP446JZ. Ken, 07411-595-103 or MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, CF146EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Hotel Alfa Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society will on Thursday be meeting at the Society's Clubhouse from 7 p.m. Golf Whiskey 4, Echo Zulu Whiskey.org. www.ascribe.co.uk. Askside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9pm at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, NP197HF. Askside Alpha Romeo Charlie dot Newport at gmail.com. That ends this week's GB Taurus news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo November. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB Taurus is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango, Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team.